Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Okay, now to the weather. Marathon organizers say they're again loading buses to head to Hopkinton. That put on hold as storms move through Boston. For the latest on the weather on Marathon Monday, we're joined now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who's joining us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the situation right now.
Right. So the line of showers and thunderstorms, which did move from Hopkinton right through Boston, is now hitting the Cape. We actually have a severe thunderstorm warning for the Provincetown area. Also, the southern side of the Cape, coastal waters there. But around the race course, we've got a little bit of rain left. Some of it's steady, but the back edge is just about up to Worcester at this point. And here we are at 8:22, and we talked about this. By 9 o'clock or so, most of the rain would be over, and that will just continue to push off towards the east faster than anyone's running. So once it ends, it'll continue to move on towards Boston.
Will the streets that the races run on actually dry out this morning for the runners?
That's a good question. I mean, there's some big puddles around the area. We saw parts of Route 9 with flooding, parts of Storrow Drive with some flooding. It's going to take a little while. Roads that are sort of flat have an easier time. If there's areas where water can collect, it might take a little while, but the winds are going to be a little bit busy, so it's not going to take terribly long. I think if the rain shuts off by, 9 o'clock or so, I think by 10:30, most of the track should be generally dry. There's probably some wetness on the sides of the roads, but we're going to get rid of these puddles pretty quickly. Humidity levels have dropped a little bit. That's also going to help to dry things out.
Well, what about the heat and humidity facing the runners today?
It's not extreme. It's warmer than the runners would like. Some research shows that ideal temperature is actually about 43 to 47 degrees with cloudy skies. We're not going to be there. We'll be in the low to mid 60s. The humidity has come down just a little bit. Dew points last hour were in the low 60s. We're back down into the 50s, which is a little more comfortable. It also helps the sweat to be more effective in cooling the runners and other participants in the race. So that is good news. It's not going to be extreme warmth, but it's definitely warm. It won't be one of those races where we're going to see a lot of heat problems, but there'll definitely be some.
And is weather returning late this afternoon?
So later this afternoon, we'll have a cold front come through the area. Winds will go from hitting the runners to their right as they're moving towards Boston, sort of a side wind out of the southwest to the west, a tailwind. That's going to happen between about 2 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. So those runners that are running a little bit longer, a little bit later, are actually going to get some help. The air will become drier and also a little bit cooler. So the last runners to cross the finish line this afternoon will cross in more ideal conditions. And that actually will set us up for a couple of gorgeous days. It's going to be windy tonight and tomorrow, but Tuesday and Wednesday are completely sunny, temperature around 60.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.